Hello, I am Nancy Lynn Westfield, Director of the Wabash Center. This is Teaching on the Pulse, an audio blog. The original blog and all of my blogs can be found on the website of the Wabash Center for Teaching and Learning in Theology and Religion. This audio blog is entitled, Knowing Your Place. Those of us serving on faculties cannot escape the school's deep influence on our scholarship. Where you teach has as much to do with your scholarly formation as what you teach. The location of the doing of your scholarship will allow or deny your sense of belonging, rootedness, and contribution. For this reason, we must develop a curiosity for our context and an imagination for elsewhere. Ask yourself, what is this place for me? What has this place been for those like me? Is there a healthier place for me and my work? In the early years of my career, participation in the Wabash Center afforded me conversations on scholarly identity and formation for which my place of employment did not know how to provide. The lack of mentoring I received from my school was in no way unique. They were not neglectful. I have come to understand that few schools in higher education provide in-depth, intentional faculty formation. Wabash Center programming, then and now, fills a gap for networking and provides opportunities for critical reflection and planning. We provide exposure for faculty to the varieties of pedagogical approaches and dialogue for ways of achieving those approaches. These conversations are often life-giving and career-saving. Routinely, Wabash Center provides a space to prepare you for knowing your place. Faculty are taught the importance of learning to read the context in which we are employed. We dissuade colleagues from thinking that the performance of and achievements in scholarship can be thought of being as generic or universal. No two schools are the same. All schools have known procedures as well as unspoken expectations, whispered secrets, and the under-tapped resources. I remember it clearly. It was an assignment that substantially impacted my career. The assignment given our cohort group in my first Wabash Center workshop was to, first, compile all the institutional documents to which you are privy. For example, faculty handouts, faculty minutes from meetings, tenure process and procedure instructions, promotion processes and procedures, school mission statement, organizational charts, statement of charter, history, accreditation reports, et cetera, all the institutional documents you could get your hands on. Then read all the compiled documents. Take notes as you read. Finally, consider your given context and now create a map or a plan for your teaching. Create a plan for your service, create a plan for your scholarship. Be sure that the plan is for 1 year, 3 year, 5 years, even 7 years. We were instructed to return to the next summer's gathering with a thoughtful plan for our own scholarship in our own context. I tell you confessionally, but not ashamedly, that if I had not been given this assignment at Wabash, I would not have had and not been able to make an intentional study of my location, nor would I have created a clear path for my own scholarship. Fulfilling this assignment gave me insights that I did not know I needed. When I compiled and read the university materials, I gained knowledge of the place that I had not previously known and that had not been made clear to me. Creating my map lowered my anxiety about the tenure process. The exercise made me more articulate about who I was as a scholar and what I wanted for myself and my own scholarly pursuits. My aspirations became vivid. It was a kind of liberation. And so, more than 20 years later, I'm instructing our associate directors to develop a map, develop a plan, develop a schedule that reflects and actualizes their aspirations and hopes for their own scholarship. They cannot, must not wait for me to shape them into my image. Their scholarly identity must be in their own hands and hearts. They will have to decide if rooting their work in the place of the Wabash Center satisfied the need of their own souls. Here are the 10 reflection questions that I have offered to them. Number 1, what does it mean to understand your work as scholarship? That is, what for you is the production of knowledge? Number two, how does your family make sense of your profession? Number three, thinking in metaphors or similes, what scholarly identity are you pursuing, are you imagining, are you aspiring to? Number four, since scholarship is typically organized and judged in activities of teaching, service, and research and publication, how will you pursue each of these elements? Be specific in those strategies. Number five, what expressions of scholarship or discrete projects for your own scholarship do you want to pursue in the next 2 years, 5 years, 10 years? How do these projects fit into the institutional narrative and mission? Number six, who are your scholarly partners? Who are your mentors? Notice that both of those are plural. You need more than one conversation partner and more than one mentor. Number seven, what is your scholarly niche, your specialty, your focus, your expertise, and how does this specialty align with the institutional context? Number eight, what will it take for your flourishing? What are the prerequisites for your own healing? Number nine, what are the habits and practices needed to support your scholarly aspirations and plans? And number 10, how do you nurture your imagination, your creativity, and your artistry, which is foundational to your own scholarly journey? Be mindful that a plan is meant to guide and not to constrain. Plans will change as new opportunities are recognized and as your context ebbs and flows. Be mindful that the place that prefers scholars who are indifferent or passive about their own formation will react to your exercise of agency and self-determination. Be mindful that few can call the academy home, so most are strangers in this strange land. Healthy formation in academic places requires forethought, provisions, anticipation, and time. We must have our own best interests at heart, lest we be tossed and entangled by others' agendas for our ideas, our labors, our very souls. A special thanks to Paul Utterback, my sound engineer, and thanks to Paul Myrie, composer of the music which frames this audio blog. The Wabash Center is exclusively funded by Lilly Endowment Incorporated. With gratitude, thank you for listening.